As I need to tell no one here that Christmas is a matter of days away, I know most of the children are filled with great expectation. Perhaps for most of us, there's some anxiety with all the changes and things going on in the world. For us adults, having to provide perhaps gifts for others, prepare in even limited ways that we're able this year to prepare for the feast of Christmas. But the church says soon, but not yet. The church, in her wisdom, has 4 weeks devoted to preparing for the great feast of Christmas, for the nativity, for that mystery. And we're in our last week, the fourth week of Advent today. We hear this magnificent reading. We were transported in liturgical time back to March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, where we hear the words of an angel, but the words of God himself given through the angel Gabriel to Our Lady. And we hear these words, these saving words for us. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word. The church in her wisdom takes us back to hear the fuller story. 9 months before the nativity, we have the conception of our Lord in this one of the most marvelous events in the human history of the world, where the whole script is turned around. We're reminded that the first virgin that we hear about in sacred scripture in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, is Eve, and that she receives a word of an angel too. She receives a word of a fallen angel. She receives it, and then she turns against the will of God. And in this reading, we're given the idea that Our Lady receives the word, she ponders it, she accepts it, and she says, let it be done unto me according to your word, in an act of humility. And she rights the wrong from the very beginning. This is our story. This is why the church brings us back to this right before the Nativity, to hear the broader story of how God has redeemed us, and God has become incarnate amongst us. And I want to offer you a suggestion in these days before Christmas. I know I have not even started to do my Christmas shopping yet, and I am filled with a bit of heaviness today because I've got a lot of things to do in the next few days, and maybe some of you are filled with a little anxiety. But I want to offer something that perhaps would be the most perfect gift that you could give to someone else. And that is the gift of your faith. In these days that we are living in, not just because of the pandemic, but probably for the last three generations in our culture, many, many, many people have fallen away from the faith. There will be a lot of people that you and I know that will celebrate Christmas. They will celebrate Christmas with all the festivities and all the joy that we have as hopefully committed Catholic Christians. But they will never have met the person and the God of Jesus Christ that we have in the Nativity. They know the story of the Nativity. They know that baby Jesus was born. And that is all they know about the faith. These are baptized people, perhaps. Perhaps people that have left the church. We know them as our friends. We know them as our relatives, perhaps our brothers and sisters, our children. We know them as co-workers that will celebrate this day of Christmas that's coming up with great joy. But on December 26th, when the tree is taken out into the street and all the presents are put away, that they will be filled with great anxiety because they have not met that person they've heard about in that nativity scene. They don't know the fuller story of Jesus Christ. We're given some more of the story here today. Throughout the liturgical year, we're given the greatest picture of it. That Jesus came amongst us to save us. That he lived among us. That he died for us and suffered in his life for us. That he was nailed to a tree. That he died. That he rose. That he went to heaven in the clouds. That he poured and breathed his spirit upon the church. And that he is truly present on our altars here at the Mass and lives in our tabernacles around the world. That he's truly present to us all year long. And that he is coming back to judge us. This is the message that most people in our culture do not know. This fuller picture, the saving picture. Most people are not going to receive the message of an archangel like Our Lady did and hear this story of how God saves. That's our job. It's not just for you, for Father and I, to proclaim that word, as St. Paul says in the second reading, to give this proclamation to the world. That is all of our jobs as Catholic Christians. If we want to save our culture, if we want to save our nation, it is imperative that we do the work that the angel did in this story, in this gospel story, that we go out to the world and proclaim the good news, like St. Paul says. Because there are going to be a lot of people on December 26th that are going to go from what they thought on Christmas filled with joy to despair because they don't know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't have a relationship with the Catholic Church. I offer you a suggestion to give to others. Share your faith. If God has transformed your lives in some way, share it with someone else. If God has done some great work in your life, share it. This is truly the gift that keeps giving. Share it. It is imperative to share it. Share it with joy. It can be something that saves someone's life, not only in this life, but in the world to come.